welcome you guys. This is my professional voice. Welcome you guys to another episode of The Tangent Verse.
No, sir. Keep going.
No. That's not my for real voice.
Sir.
No, it's much more going. Higher pitched.
A little bit, yeah. Did we not?
It would be irrational if you didn't.
Okay, William Shatner. No, it just sounded like William Shatner.
It was like a mixture of Spock and Shatner.
Yes, it was. Wait a minute, Ms. Amber, though. You were the one that said that my voice was deeper than his.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just don't see it, but okay.
I mean, you don't see a voice, you hear it, Kelvin.
You ass. Right.
But you see what he's saying.
You a whole ass.
Who, me?
Not an asshole, but a whole ass. Okay.
We know what you have on your mind.
We about to be professional, you guys. Okay. Welcome to The Tangent Versus, where we talk movies. We take two movies, verse them together, and score them based on something that technically really doesn't matter, but it's something we like to do, and we hope you enjoy it. I'm one of your three hosts, Kelvin. With me, as always, not always now, you know, we got a weird schedule, but, you know, with me, on one side of me, is the Chris.
Hola. And como esta?
And on the other side of me, Miss Amber.
Howdy.
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 Hey, Amber, you're Southern showing.
Howdy.
Duty?
I'm Southern today, y'all.
It's howdy duty time. It's howdy duty time. So, really excited, you guys. It is time for our Halloween. I know it's not October yet. It is the middle of September, but we want to get an early start. And if we're lucky, we might push out a bunch of Halloween episodes for you.
Oh, we want to kill so much. And actually, this time we won't be pushing two movies against each other. No. It's just going to be one.
One cult classic.
Very good film,
very
though.
Very entertaining. That still kind of the effects and things still stand. If you watch
everything pretty much stands.
Yeah, and if you looked at the title, then you're going to see we're going to be talking about 19...
Well, except for the bodies.
Oh, the bodies don't hold up at all.
At all.
Not so much.
Not very well, no.
But you
now,
guys,
don't be talking junk.
But we'll get into
beautiful.
That.
Okay.
Becomes her.
Meryl Streep was beautiful. Don't be talking about her body not holding beautiful. Up. It was bomb.
I mean,
her body was beautiful.
I was a little bit more partial to Goldie Hawn. If we're splitting hairs and picking, like...
Really?
I was more partial... First things, blondes, like...
I don't know, like, but Meryl Streep just has...
I'm a Goldie Hawn fan, 100%.
I mean, I love Goldie Hawn. She's great.
I do, too. Like, if we're... If we're splitting hairs between the two of them in this movie, I'm picking Goldie
I'd like
Goldie
to split
Hawn
something on. Else.
This is the kids' show. So, not really. If your kids are...
First of all, Meryl Streep is anything but typical.
No. As far as beauty, quote-unquote, goes...
No, she is
not your typical
she's
beauty.
She's unrivaled.
She's tall and blonde and blue eyes. That is stereotypical textbook Hollywood.
It's really
look
it's
at
really
her other features.
Blonde.
There, she is not your typical
skinny, slender, long face. Charlize Theron. You know what I mean? Down the list.
I mean, the movie Aeon Flux, not very good at all. But you know what? I enjoy looking at her.
I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm just saying she's typical.
It was not as good as the anime.
And I don't mean
anime.
Typical. Miss
not as good
all
at
defensive
all.
Defensive over there. I don't mean typical as in she looks like everybody else. But she does look like all the famous Hollywood
no,
women.
No, she doesn't.
Whatever.
I mean, that was kind of the point, though.
Yes, because that was her character.
In the film. Yeah, that was her character. Yes.
Sorry. I'm here for you, Goldie Hawn. 100%.
I love Goldie Hawn.
No, you can't change your vote now, sir.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
You too late. You're done. You didn't check the
I'm
box.
I'm just saying.
Check the box. Click submit. It's done. You
I'm
can't,
just saying in between the two.
You can't. Yeah.
I'm going to go Meryl Streep, bro.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go Meryl Streep.
Me
okay.
too.
Okay, fine. Good for y'all. I'll be fine. I'm okay with it. Parlez-vous français? Did I not do a number?
Parlez-vous français?
Did I not do my numbers? Holy shit.
Look, hey, listen. It's just a one movie. Let's just roll with it. You know, just pull out your calculator, add them up at the end. Let's go. Roll with it.
I don't like this. I'm not going to.
This is very unprofessional, young lady.
We have to do it during the day.
See, this is called a learning opportunity.
She's getting wet. She's 8 after midnight. And now she's turning from just a little gizmo to a gremlin.
Looks Spike.
I like Gizmo better than Spike. Can I be Gizmo?
Well, everybody likes Gizmo. You're being a real Spike right now.
You're being a real Spike. You chance from to a Mogwai to a gremlin.
I mean, I can't help it.
Okay. Anyway.
You went with the word.
I said the words. He's gotta say the words. I already said the words. Labyrinth. We have so many movie references, people. That was Labyrinth, you guys. But anyway, thank you. Join us. Here we go down this little hole of Death Becomes Her. And first things first, let's talk about the cult classic status of it. Before we even get into the notes.
To be honest, I've never heard anyone talk about it.
Oh, it's very popular on the scene. Like, it's one of those things, it wasn't popular when it came out.
I remember watching it years and years ago and thinking it was something pretty cool. But I remember never talking about it with anybody. Like, nobody I know really knows it.
I've seen an amazing cosplay of it, too. And I've seen an amazing cosplay.
Really? Yeah. Like, live?
Yes. Yes, I was there at Heroes Con. It was three of them. And they did it so
good. I'm jelly.
Yeah. I have pictures, but I don't want to post them because they're on my Facebook. I don't want to post them just because, like, I don't have their names. I don't know anything about them. But they did let me take the pictures of them. But the way they did it, it was the movie... like the movie poster that you
did. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
What they did for who was who? Meryl Streep's character and Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn's character. What's her name? You got it written down, sir? That's your thing.
Helen and Miranda.
Yes. No, Madeline.
Madeline. Sorry.
Not Miranda. Madeline and Helen.
So Madeline.
Madeline
Ashton was not Goldie Hawn.
No, Madeline was Meryl Streep.
I just said
and
that.
Helen was Goldie.
Listen,
I think you said
no. Oh, I switched it and I said
oh, okay.
Madeline Ashton was Meryl Streep.
Yes.
So anyway, the way they did the cosplay is that on her stomach, where she has the hole.
Yeah.
She had they had on the front and back, I guess, like tablets. So it was video from the back led to the front, so you could literally look through her and see the other side.
No shit.
Yeah, it was really good. I'll show you the pictures in a little bit, and I'll send them to you,
man. Oh, I want to see that so bad.
I thought I showed them
to you. Me too.
You may have.
I'll send them in our group in a little bit. But anyway, so on my side, I don't know if I'm just more into these things of you in, but it was something that I also watched with an old roommate a long time ago. It's just one of those classic stands.
Yeah, it's a really good film.
From me on my side. Like I said, to me...
It's fun. It's a fun film to watch.
And so, Miss Amber, it being your first time, how did you feel about it?
I enjoyed it.
Oh, of course.
I didn't even dislike anything about it. Like, even the whole body thing when they, you know, were smashing each other. I didn't even dislike how it's just funny. It was funny. I didn't even dislike how you could... I really liked how when they were gashing each other with the shovels and she kept holding her head up and Goldie Hawn's character was like, would you quit doing that? And she just goes, I can't help it.
She's like, I'm not going to talk to you till you look me in the eye.
Isn't it so weird, funny. In this film how Bruce Willis is not the one that died hard?
Oh, wow. Good job.
I see what you did there.
Good job.
My dude, my guy, I see you.
You're so funny.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, I really like this movie. It's always been a staple of mine, and I was like, you know, Halloween's a good time to bring it out. Yeah, cult classic. There's a lot of people who love this movie, and it's just really cool. Like, the effects stand up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, even for what they were, some of the green screens and some of the effects, but, like, they still look
good. I mean, the twisted neck and everything was really well done, especially for the time.
Like, I didn't even look in to see how they did that when she was walking backwards, It was obviously, it was like a face.
I mean, you could tell
her face was like imposed on the back of her head.
Yes, yes. But it was very well done.
It was still done really, really good. She looks down and she can see her butt. My ass!
I can see my ass!
But it was really funny. And so for you being like easily grossed out, Miss Amber, like none of it bothered you?
Nope.
Good, good. So what was your favorite part since this is the first time that you've seen it?
My favorite parts were... I really have a favorite part. I really liked how at the end when they kind of like, they had to like realize like, oh, we're stuck together forever. Like they hated each other for years and years and years. They hated mm-hmm. each other. And then it's just like, they're stuck together for eternity, and they're in the front porch, in the front yard, or whatever, crying before
God,
the
they
funeral.
Made it look so.
They got
it
over that so quick.
But listen,
though,
they were crying, and then they were laughing, and then it turned into a cry, and they're like, "We're gonna be stuck together forever," and they started sobbing. It was
funny. Yeah, like stuck with your own worst enemy. Like this person, they made each of their lives a living hell, and now they have to do it together.
It was great.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about the effects. So overall story for you guys, like, is there some things that don't hold up or in some things that do hold up or anything like that?
I don't think there's things that don't. I think everything in the story kind of holds up. I mean, it's a story that anybody could relate to. I mean, not anybody, but, you know, things happen to people in their lives. And
your obsession with Madison...
Madeline, her
that was
friend.
Rough though.
And she was in therapy too.
She became the crazy cat lady.
She did.
Like straight up, it was. Oh my god! Like, can we talk about Goldie Hawn's fat suit for a minute?
Yes. Oh my god! And they had to do like so many close ups on that ass,
butt shots, like 100
butt shots.
I think it was like 4 at least. I think.
They were like. We're going to show you just how bad this is. Look at this ass.
I mean,
that's
like,
terrible.
At the sake of a fat joke, I mean,
yeah.
It was messed up.
I mean, it's not a fat joke. It's just, it was terrible.
I don't know if that's PC to do today, though.
It's not.
Well, you know, we're not about being PC.
No, but I'm just saying it wouldn't fly. They'd have to do
it. Oh, that? No, no. A lot of things in that film wouldn't fly today.
No.
In the rating. For the nudity, is PG? No, I think it is PG-13.
I mean, it wasn't
a
whole.
We got a whole scene when she walked around that pool, and you could see her at the what's her name's ass, the one that gave him the potion.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down, damn boy. Yeah. We're gonna get to that because we talked about that a little bit, and we're gonna get some notes on that. But like her obsession,
it makes me believe in God.
But what was she dishing out?
No, I don't really care.
And I'll ask you about the potion a little bit later.
I'll take her potion.
It was so bad to the point of her being evicted when the cops came to get her. She was watching one of Madeline's movies, and she had to stretch her head in there and just before the cops carried away just to see her get stabbed again.
No, not get stabbed. Strangled.
Oh, strangled. Choked. Yeah, she wanted to wait till she died before she was okay.
She kept rewinding it and watching her get strangled.
Rewind, play.
She had to see it.
Obsessive hate, and then we get her to her in a crazy house. And she had done it so much that everybody was tired of her bringing...
And it was just so... like, one of the things about the film was so weird is how they just let everything go. Because everybody was so upset and so mad, but, like, within a split second, they would just let it go. They just let everything go.
It's over and done with now.
Yeah,
maybe that's the degree of crazy they were because we were.
That is a degree of crazy. Yes, like he fucking threw her downstairs, and like she was all twisted up and fucked up. She was mad for a second, but then she was like,
"We're good, good." To
and he
go.
Was like, "We gotta go to the hospital." Okay, babe. Yeah. Like pretty much, and I was like,
"It was a shock."
That was awful quick. You got over him killing you real fucking awful quick, like.
I don't know. I just want to go home. I'm ready to go. This isn't normal. I don't have a pulse. You know, this, that, and the other. Like, it just...
He goes and pulls her out of a body bag.
Yeah. Now, she was a little freaked out about that.
Oh, no, no. She was freaked out because she was in a dark place.
I woke up, and I was in a dark place, and I couldn't move.
Maybe she's scared of the dark. Don't be hating.
Scared of the dark. Scared of the dark.
I feel you, Meryl. I feel you. Me too, girl.
Are you afraid of the dark?
So, okay. So, you know, again, I don't know how much we're going to go into spoiling it. We're going to spoil the ending because we have to talk about the ending when we get there.
Spoiler alert, they're dead. Yeah,
so you guys are prepared, you listeners, if you've never seen it. So here we're going. But wait, not there yet. We need to talk about a few of the aspects.
That's what I'm saying. We're going through.
Yeah, so we got the obsession, and then apparently she found the... We have to wait.
Sorry, guys, it's that time.
So we finally, you know, they're down and out. Not Madison. Crap, I keep wanting, Madeline?
Madeline. No. Ashton.
Goldie Hawn.
Helen.
Helen. Yeah, Helen. Helen, you know, goes through obsession. She finds a way that she's like, I'm going to get even. I'm going to get back at him. She apparently, at this point.
She gets a stroke of genius while she's in, what the fuck?
I don't know what it was. Oh, she's in the crazy house.
Yeah, and in a crazy house, I guess.
In her cell.
I don't know exactly what to call it.
A sane asylum?
Pretty much. But she's with her doctor, and she gets committed. A stroke of genius.
And she just, you know, her ultimate revenge.
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah. I can do this.
So, you know, she changes her life around. Da-da-da-da-da. Things happen, things ensue. It's not very important for the, you know, a sake of us telling you about this. But... It, again, if you haven't seen...
Butt shot for no reason.
Yeah, sure.
No reason.
So, we get back to them end up meeting her again. At this point, Madeline was, you know, in the past, she was this famous actress. And, you know, nobody really liked her. And she's down and out. And years have passed since she's seen Helen. Helen wrote a book.
Yes.
And
but at that point, we also meet Madeline and Ernest again. Madeline,
yes, because the obsession
is getting older.
I forgot. We didn't talk about the obsession.
Not what she was at a certain time. And still, she's obsessed with being beautiful. You know, whatever. Ernest, fucking alcoholic. Find him on the fucking floor. Being woke up with a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. And they went from... Because the original thing is... Helen's obsession with Madeline came because she stole all her potential boyfriends. And...
Yes.
And Madeline did the same thing to Helen with Ernest. She wanted Ernest because he was a famous plastic surgeon. And the things that he could do
to help
you look young. So, in the past, Helen... would always introduce her men to Madeline to see if, you know, if they would stay with her, work with her, and they always ended up
leaving her for Madeline.
So she does it again, and, you know, that's why she hates her. That's where the obsession comes from, yada, yada, yada.
And then we turn real quick, and,
you know,
Ernest and Madeline are being married.
Yeah, we're married. And then... Fast forward some years. Like you said, Ernest the drunk... waking up to a Bloody Mary. He's no longer a plastic surgeon. He is
a mortician.
He's a mortician because he does everything.
Yeah.
And he does the best work for a mortician and makes the people who have died look so good.
You know why? We'll talk about it.
We're spray paint. It doesn't have to be a secret now.
Oh, yeah, it's not a secret. Spray paint. Remember that, guys? If you want to be a mortician, get you spray paint.
It works. It works wonders. So,
apparently,
we get back and everything, and down and out. Madeline is now depressed and obsessed.
And she finally goes to meet Liesel von Rumann.
Liesel
von Rumann. Rumann.
That was disgusting. And his eye.
You know what? That wasn't enough. I'm going to throw another one in there.
Ew. His eye was giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay. So bad. Before we get to Liesel, she goes to see her regular guy. I guess gives her Botox, whatever.
It was like plasma separation or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And she couldn't have so many treatments.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just not good for your body. And she's like, I don't care. I'll give you whatever. And she's like, money's literally not a fucking issue. Yeah. And he's like, well, I know somebody, blah, 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 with his eye, with the, God, I wish I could show you people with the eye, but.
Go watch it,
you'd have to watch it with the, God, the eye. It won't stop. It'll creep you out forever.
See, you're obsessing over it more now. I was, like, really concerned while watching it.
I was, but too.
But, yeah, but I was.
And now I'm thinking about it, and it was weird.
It was disgusting.
It was always weird. Like,
it didn't bug me that much.
It didn't bug you?
It bugged the fuck out
of me.
At all?
No.
We're spending, like, a full 5 minutes talking about this dude's twitching eye. Oh, my gosh. You got.
Well, it's fine.
It is fine. I mean,
it was weird.
No, she, you know, she's scared of certain things, but, like, doesn't get grossed out by other things. Like, you're weirdo. You weirdo.
Let me live my best life, man.
Your best life.
And you know what? We like you for it.
Thank you.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Mind your business.
I like you for
love
it.
Love you, Amber. Sorry.
Mind your business. Okay. Go.
Mind your business. Mind your business. So, anyway, we're going through all of that because this is kind of unnecessary filler. Let's go ahead and get to the meat.
I mean, but that eye, though.
Let's get to the meat.
Okay,
and
let's
the
get
potion
to the meat.
And what sparks off this entire,
okay,
this entire movie and the story.
So, finally, she meets Liesl von Rumann. Or Rumann.
Have fun.
Whatever. I don't know. How do you say it?
Anyway.
Fuck, I look like.
You see, I was going to try it? No.
I did the best I could.
I was going to stop at Liesl, because that's it. That's all you need.
That's all we need, Liesl.
I did the best I could.
Anyway, we meet Liesl in the mansion after her young lover leaves her.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, yeah, that was the breaking point for her. You're exactly right.
The guy that she was.
Okay, she reached her breaking point.
Thank you.
The young lover that rejected her had somebody else. Somebody younger, more beautiful, toit.
They did make it a point to make she's tighter.
She was toit.
Tight.
But yeah,
we didn't see her face. We just saw her butt. Again, a lot of asses in this movie.
And you know what? I wasn't upset about it.
No, I'm just saying it's surprising. Like, it's a lot of asses.
Yeah,
we saw a bunch of bare asses in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of bare asses in my life though.
You want to put that out there like that?
Yeah.
A lot of guys' asses, too?
I mean, I've seen a few guys' asses. I mean...
So, we get a breaking point. We meet Liesl, and she offers...
I'm not saying I was turned on.
I hear you.
But, I'm just...
Liesl...
I've seen a lot of asses.
I'm trying to roll past it, you guys. He just wants to specify. Like, this, remember the tangent verses. We don't keep shame. We're the, we don't judge.
There's no shame.
I love you, bro. You're my bro. Like,
I care not.
It's a safe place.
So, Liesl?
Liesl. Oh, wait. Let Amber do it.
Liesl.
That's what I thought.
There we
like
go.
Weasel, but Liesl.
Yeah, I know, but she wanted to correct me so many times.
Gives her an offer that Miss Madeline cannot refuse.
Oh, yeah, of course. And she sees it work.
Here's a discussion point for us. This potion grants you immortality, but not the ability to not be hurt.
Yeah,
You know, things like that. So let's
you can live forever, but you better take care of yourself.
Let's discuss, because that is the one rule she gave her. Like,
I mean,
well, she gave her two
take
rules.
Take care of your
after
body.
After so long,
she didn't
you have
really
to
go into detail, but she
it
told her.
You don't need rules if somebody says take care of your body.
Take care of your fucking body.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
So let's discuss a couple things.
What happened to her was... Yeah, it was kind
of
her fault.
They were being, both of them, not all of them, they were being really careless.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Obviously, Helen didn't go up there to say, hey, I want to get shot.
She didn't get shot.
Helen got...
Oh, Helen. Yeah, Helen got shot.
Yeah, I said Helen.
Sorry. I was talking about Meryl Streep, and then you started going in about that.
I know, but we're talking about keep taking care of your body. And I was like, well, Helen didn't go up and say she wanted to get shot. So, the thing is with this potion, grants you immortality, but not the... So, what if... And this is the certain things, the questions you got to bring up. So what if getting sick, like what if you catch like cancer or something and you die from cancer?
Would you be Deadpool?
You don't regenerate, like they weren't regenerating.
No, they weren't regenerating, but they weren't dying. If something fell off, they could put it back on, apparently.
No, yeah, but it wouldn't be like the same. Their body still decayed.
Okay, but listen. Yes.
I was waiting for you to pipe up.
It's like I don't think they would get cancer or any kind of disease like that, because it was like a little fountain of youth, like a little magic potion. So I mean, so long as they take care of their bodies, then it wouldn't have been an issue. She made sure she told them, you know, as like a warning.
Are you sure? Because yeah. they were fallible to other things.
Yeah, because listen, because you know they're technically already dead, right?
Yes, they are because they died.
Yes,
they not yes, already dead. Yes, yeah, yes, they didn't yes, start decaying
yes, yes,
until they died.
Right. So they're already dead. They can't catch cancer.
No, Lisa wasn't dead.
She wasn't clumsy either. And trying to beat other people's asses to try to kill herself either.
Yeah, yes, I know that. But listen. They have to take care of their bodies. That's what I'm saying. Like, so if you break a bone, your body can heal yourself. But what if you get a cancer in which you can't fight away? Because sometimes people die from cancer.
It happens a lot.
You know? Yeah, I know. But I'm saying,
it's not gonna happen.
Even if you take this potion, what if you get cancer?
You're not gonna.
And
then you're gonna die, okay. But you're youth, not gonna
youth,
die.
Youth, eternal you say, life. Kinda.
Wait,
youth,
you say you're not life. Gonna.
Youth, hold on. Eternal life.
I can't. You're not gonna. Hold on. Hold on.
The body is still fallible to this kind of things.
Yes, that's what it is. Why do you not think so?
Because I don't think so.
But why not?
But I just told you my reason behind that.
No, I mean, this is a hypothesis discussion type thing. Like,
because it was...
Where's your reasoning? Okay, give us reasoning.
It's supposed to be a potion of immortality, okay? So, yeah, you're dead, whatever, you're a zombie.
No, it's not a potion of immortality.
Hold on, let her get apart.
But then what is it? Like this. It's a potion of eternal youth, right? That's what it is, right?
It's in a potion of eternal youth.
Yeah.
Not a potion of eternal life.
No, it is. Like,
well, I mean, no, they did die.
Like, you can't die.
No, you are eternally alive, because you saw at the end when they broke.
Yes.
They're still talking. Yeah. So.
Okay, keep going.
You're not going to catch a disease. You don't catch diseases, you know?
Why not?
Because...
If she can catch a broken neck, why can't she catch cancer?
If it's a potion for eternal life or eternal youth or whatever, you're not going to catch a terminal illness. Because then
why not? No, but that's what I'm saying. And we talked about this a little bit in the pre-show.
Take care of your body.
Like we were saying, had they not died and she like broke a leg or broke a toe... Your body is able to heal that. That's fine. It didn't say that it's not going to happen. So, therefore, we extrapolate and say that's, if you...
That means go back.
She said the only rule was to take forward. Care of their bodies.
Extrapolate.
Expand.
That was the only thing that could Google hurt it. Them was if they did Pause. Not take care of their body.
It means to expand on the thought of.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
She didn't say take care of your health. She said take care of your body.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no, I don't think you would catch a communicable disease. You can, you know, kill the body, okay, which obviously they both did. You see what I'm saying? Did I make a point?
We're expanding on the thought. So, I get what you're saying, but my opinion on this is if you, like I said, had Helen not been shot in the stomach and had, like, her insides blown out, and had...
Dude, her eyes went crazy after that.
Yeah,
though.
And had Madeline not fell and broke her neck.
Why did Madeline's eyes not go crazy?
Maybe the way they died.
No, because he was painting her already. Remember, he was upstairs painting her when Helen showed up.
Painted. No, she wasn't. No. No, she died when she broke her neck. We didn't see her when she came back. We didn't see what had happened. After Helen came back and confronted her, he was already spray painting her. We didn't. Yes. And then Helen's eyes didn't change again until after he had done the work. You remember? So he had probably fixed hers too.
True.
So here's the thing though. Here's the thing in my debates on this is if you have to take care of your body, as in don't fucking, you know what I mean? Like I said, our body
can, don't fucking break your neck.
Yeah. That cuz once
you don't fucking die.
Once you're dead, you're dead, even though you have life or existence in your body. Yeah,
existence, not life, but maybe existence.
Consciousness?
Yes.
Because, you know, their body started to decay once they died, okay? So, if we have the scenarios and what we see. So, it's not stopping you from breaking bones. It's not stopping you from that. So, therefore, I don't think it can stop you from getting a terminal illness.
I think it does.
I think we're getting away from the film.
It doesn't matter. This is a podcast and it's debates. It's a big part of the movie.
It's debates.
It's the big part of the movie, though.
It is.
You're overanalyzing. Just chill and let it ride. Because you see it's only 30 minutes in. About 40 now.
Okay.
Yeah, like, dude, you're getting to that point. You're teetering. Slow down on your drinking.
I'm fine.
I'm going to lose you. I'm going to go back and listen to those episodes. So, I'm just saying, I personally think, and you haven't even gave us an official opinion on what you think, sir. So you think, do you think they could catch a terminal illness?
No. I mean,
thank you, Chris.
Yes, I think that they could.
Damn it, Chris.
But I think that it wouldn't fucking matter because they can't fucking die.
No, they can die.
I mean, they can
die. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. It's my thought.
Okay. Look, I was going in there with you.
Yeah.
I think that they can die.
Right.
From a terminal illness.
Like, you know, if they get cancer, their body dies.
It will shut down, and they will die, but, you know, they'll keep going.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though, because we saw them also falling apart. Yeah, and once you start to die, your body, I guess...
It
decays.
If some physical will kill them, then something internal will kill them also.
This just goes to show, holy shit, deeper. So their body can still decay when they die. So they end up being, if nothing... you know, was there to, like, take care of their body, would they just be skeletons talking?
Yes.
Like, at what point does it stop?
Yeah, at what point does it stop?
Because we saw them beheaded, laying there, shattered and broken, angry at each other. That's deep.
Foreshadows.
I mean, it's whatever. Like,
but anyways, it happened, and, yeah.
So that's why I think a terminal illness could kill them.
Yeah, I mean, no.
So, like,
I think that too. Well, I think that just because, like, you know, they stop, just, like, a simple thing could kill them.
They stop aging. Twisted a neck. That's what it is. They stop aging.
They stopped aging. She said, "You will never age. You will stay this age
forever.
You will stay this young forever."
My problem, though, is that it saw her. It made her tighter and firmer. Right?
Told her,
"Take care of your body.
Take care of your body.
Here's another stipulation.
Don't die, motherfucker."
Yeah. Here's another question or thing that I pose, though. If that's the case,
she probably should have put that in there too. So, like, don't die, motherfucker. Yeah,
there were no rules. I'm saying, though, why did she, when she first drank it, why did, you know, it, like, her butt got tighter, her boobs got, like, you know, lifted, mm-hmm. and why did all that
happen?
Yeah,
they did.
My God. Those were practical special effects, sir.
I don't care. It was nice.
Her butt looked weird to me after it did that.
It did not.
I think her butt looked good.
It did not.
Whatever.
Her butt looked good.
It looked weird right after it did that.
I know it looked good.
No, I'm talking about that specific scene, because the next scene she's in the bodysuit. But right after they did that thing and it went, it looked weird. That's neither here nor there, you guys.
Helen,
her butt looked good. I wish I had a butt like that.
I'm a gold. Oh, my God.
Meryl Streep, I love you.
There you go. He's giving out the I love yous again. Oh, my God.
Wait. We're doing shout outs to David Diggs. I still listen to you. I love you.
Who?
David Diggs.
Who?
David Diggs. David Diggs. Thomas Jefferson.
Lafayette. Hamilton. Has America's to do with this. Fighting Frenchman.
She just wanted to give a shout out. I'll tag him in it.
Give your shout out.
She already did it. I'll tag him in it.
It's relevant. He was in the pre-show. It's relevant.
Meryl, don't let that cheapen this. I love you.
I love any movie with Meryl in it, okay?
Then don't listen to all the other episodes when he's just giving out love to cheapen this one time he tells you.
Okay, look, hey, I love all of you in different ways.
Don't let that cheapen you.
It doesn't. I love you in different ways. That's so funny
because she was like, you call me cheap.
And we brought it back.
Oh, and I did. Thank
you. Amber, I
did it. Good job.
So, now that we've talked about the potential and whatever we believe.
You've never been cheap.
Whatever we believe on these potions, would you take the potion? In silence. Amber.
Yeah, we got a whole silence.
No. Amber, would you
take
Amber.
No, I would not.
You would not?
Why not?
Because I have attachment issues and I'm afraid of being alone. And if I have to continually, you know, detach myself from people every 10 years, I would constantly be alone. And then it would just be depression. I couldn't do it.
She got.
I could totally do it. I have very few people that I like.
She got real though. Like
I have very few people that I like. And I could totally do it.
I couldn't.
Probably, but here's the thing.
Bro, you got to come with me.
I mean, yeah, but here's the thing, though. At some point when you can live forever, you want that thrill, but you can't do dumb shit. You know what I mean? Like, after 50, 60...
You got to be careful.
After 70 years, you're like, hey, let's do something stupid. We can't die. You know what I mean? But, like, what if we do something...
You don't
want to
ruin your body.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, you can't ruin your body.
We just have to be like... This is what we would do. This is what we would do. We would just be sitting and recording podcasts all the time because we couldn't do anything else.
We can't get harmed here with that plane about to crash on top of us.
Our feelings don't mean
anything. Oh, no.
It's okay. I'm saying, and still, we'll be okay. We'll put each other back together, and then we can just have to sit here and just do more podcasts.
Hey guys, we just got put back together.
Amber, you wouldn't come
with
us?
We were like the Beatles.
You wouldn't come with us? We'd be together.
Yeah, Yoko.
We love you, Amber.
I don't know. You know, my family would be dead.
Don't tear us apart, Yoko.
But I know that. Okay. So, you have a select few that you could give it to.
Don't say that like that.
Listen.
That sounds a different way.
Listen.
And
yes, Ms. Amber.
There was an episode in Doctor Who about that when, before May became May, when she was still that Viking girl and she had that chip to live forever, and the doctor gave her two. And Clara was like, "Why two? If the battery will never die." And then the doctor said, "Because one day she'll learn that she'll get really lonely."
Yeah. And Chris hasn't seen that episode.
I don't know, but I love you for
what?
That.
What?
He hasn't seen... That's the episode that has... It's Clara, it's Peter, and it's the chick that plays Arya.
Season 8
Maisie Williams. Don't even talk about that episode anymore. Forget I even mentioned it, Chris. Just forget it. Carry on. What were you talking about?
It's too late. It's there.
He'll forget about it before he gets
But you know what? I love you for fucking putting that in there.
Calm down.
I like that.
Calm down, sir.
You're welcome.
That's nice.
Calm down.
I mean, last time I made Star Trek references, it's only logical that I make a Doctor Who reference.
Doctor Who? You guys, stay tuned. Stay tuned for November, you guys.
That's real nice, man.
Stay tuned for November, because November is Doctor Who month, at least for us. We're going in on Doctor Who.
She's trying to get on a roll.
Yeah, I mean, she's prepping. This is what we need.
She just went on a roll with some fucking Doctor Who, she's doing some Star Trek.
This is... See, even here.
Good job.
Me and you work because we feed off each other. She is the young one, and she might not watch a lot of the stuff, so we're bringing her in, but she knows how to talk to a crowd and get them in there. So it works on all
Good job.
I'm a tool. I'm a tool.
Did I say you were a tool?
That's exactly what it fucking sounded like.
Chris, don't make eye contact with me or I look away. Don't look at me. Just keep...
I didn't call you a tool at
No, she's talking about me.
Yeah. I was saying good things about you, Amber.
No, I was talking about Kelvin over there. I'm useful. I bring people in.
You're being kind of a tool right now.
Hey, Christopher, we've been on each other's side the whole episode. Don't switch now.
He's my bro. He's my bro.
Don't switch now. I'll bang the table.
I can mute. I can just cut your audio out.
No!
You don't do it, tool. Stop. You're such a bitch for having to edit that shit.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna make y'all edit a long. I'm gonna make both of y'all edit a long ass episode one day.
He's back on my side.
I thought we'd do it.
I mean, just leave it in there. I know, but I'm very particular too.
I'm anal retentive when it comes to this shit.
I know
shit.
You're anal.
So if you have to edit, I'm gonna have to re-edit it because I'm gonna be like, no, I don't like this.
Well,
you
listen,
left shit in it. I don't want that. We don't need.
It adds character. Leave
I could
it in
totally
there.
Do it. I could totally do it.
I'm sorry. I'm reserving rights to that.
Move on. You're gonna have to just let it go one day.
No, I'm not. That is my no.
Yes, you are.
That is the one thing that I will continuously hold on.
Nope.
You can social media. Nope. You can market. That's my thing.
Nope. You're gonna have to let go.
No, I'm not. You guys, they're both gone, and I'm here alone. And Amber might hear this later, but the Chris won't because he's usually busy. But I've never. Letting go of the control of editing these episodes, I'm gonna leave this in here, and then when they come back, you know, it's gonna act like it was never said. So there you go. So, just so y'all know, don't tell anybody though. Okay, so now that we talked about the potion and not taking it or taking it, so apparently, you guys, if we get this potion, me and the Chris will still forever be doing the podcast, and at some point, we will lose Amber because she. Because she doesn't want to take it with us, so you know.
That
just
kind of
so
sounds like
know.
A cult. Like, come on now, give me the grape juice, man.
Oh, you're gonna take it now?
No, like I'll die with everyone else.
Oh, she's gonna Jim Jones it.
I was about to say that. You want that Jim Jones?
She want the flavor aid.
You want that Jim Jones?
So you guys know, I said flavor on purpose because it says don't drink the Kool-Aid, but what Jim Jones really used is flavor aid.
Yes.
Just so you guys know.
Yes.
That's some of that that true crime, like, cult podcast information that comes out, you know.
I don't think we're ever really going to talk about that.
And this is a good point, you guys. You guys, let's take a real quick
break.
But
there's other really good podcasts that talk about that kind of stuff.
I know it is. This is my segue.
I know. I'm sorry.
So, you guys, just take a moment.
I know.
Let's take a moment and just listen to these few podcast promos from some of my favorite podcasts and or friends. You know, just go listen to them. And I will make sure I put a true crime podcast in there. Maybe two. Listen to them. Check them out. And then... come back and join us back after this break.
My name is Paige, and I'm the host of Reverie True Crime. Reverie means to daydream, but even daydreams can become nightmares. Come join me and get lost in horrific Reverie about true crimes and eerie events. Reverie True Crime Podcast, available wherever you stream your favorite podcasts.
Hello, everybody. I'm Russ. What's the crack?
And I'm Rob. And this is our podcast, I Understood That Reference.
We cover all corners of the pop culture spectrum, including movies, comics, which is my favorite, games, and everything in between.
With our own unique mix of games, trivia, a little insight, all wrapped up in Irish accents.
And of course, the tin whistle.
So get up them stairs and download this podcast into your ears.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Rob.
And this has been I Understood That Reference. Available on Spotify, SoundCloud, Podchaser, and whenever else decent podcasts are available.
Yay!
Alright. Welcome back, you guys. I hope that, you know, you enjoyed those promos.
Oh yeah.
Hope you got some more popcorn.
Definitely.
What about
you? You need those kernels.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Let's wrap up the rest of this story.
All right, all right. Anyway,
we don't have to really give away too much of the ending, but the basic the story consists of they take the potion, and then
they can't die.
They can't die, but they
you can shoot them.
No.
You can beat them. You can throw them down some stairs, but they won't die.
Their body decays, but they can't die.
And exactly.
They end up wanting to keep
Ernest around.
Ernest with them, and he refuses to take the potion. And
he refuses in a big way, actually, because he gets to the end, and he refuses in a very big way.
Yeah, he was like,
he has the potion in his hand, almost, and he's facing death.
And then he tosses it. And now you guys...
It says, I'd rather die.
Yeah, and he drops it. Pours it out and drops it.
And then lives.
Let's talk about these things, because she brought up a point when she asked me the question.
Yes.
And you had a good point, too.
There is a good point, and it could be a thing, because it seems like he had a little bit of longevity after that.
Maybe not longevity, just...
I mean, they say his life started after that. He was having children after that.
Yeah, so I'm not saying longevity, because...
After 50, you're having children?
He still only lived to, like, 80. It's not like he lived to be, like, 120.
No, but not he had longevity. Children after that?
No, that's not longevity.
Not longevity, but, like, I mean...
No, he just had an...
I don't know.
He got a boost in his...
Yes.
But like a boost of life, and we're gonna talk about
had a boost of life potentially, and he gave that away.
Let's talk about potentially where this come from, because off mic,
you Amber, know where it come from.
You guys, this is what I deal with regularly, and I'm okay with it. He's my boy. But no, so off mic, Miss Amber calls me while watching it. And there's a scene when Ernest, like Chris just described, he's facing death. He's hanging on to this thing.
By a literal thread.
Literal thread of his suspenders. And he falls down into this pool. Amber asks me if the pool that we see Liesl swimming in earlier was filled with the potion. And give us your facts about the pool and her in the water real quick before we go into it, because it's just funny.
Oh, we're talking about how when y'all were talking about her ass,
when she came out looking like a fucking goddess,
and I said, this bitch swimming in heels and her hair,
right?
Y'all looking at her ass, you womanizing chauvinist pieces of shit. Come on.
Okay, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I'm a total piece. And that's why we need you. And this is why we need you. Now, because you gave us the viewpoint that we didn't have.
I wasn't drooling over her, but I certainly did not.
We did not pay attention to that. I didn't notice it.
Yeah, this bitch gets out the water in heels. Yes!
And her hair is dry.
But her shoes didn't come off while she was swimming? Her hair is dry. No frizz, no straight hair. No nothing.
I mean...
And look,
these things matter, dude.
Can I talk about the pinky?
And when and that's why we have you.
Can I talk about the pinky? Did Chris notice the pinky?
No, I didn't even see that either.
Chris didn't notice it either.
What about the pinky?
Yeah, I didn't tell Chris you said this.
Listen.
Go ahead about the pinky. I'm sorry. Wait. Hold yourself.
Okay.
Now go on about the pinky.
Fuck you.
Okay, so she's telling Menville, whatever, about the potion, and she's handing it to him, and you see her fingernails, and at first I'm like, oh, that's a cute little design, I like it, I like how, like, it's like a triangle at the bottom, and then I notice, like, she got this long-ass pinky, and then the other nine of them are short as hell. I was like, this bitch does cocaine.
I was about to say that! Oh my god!
And y'all didn't catch that?
No.
I mean, that's her longevity. It keeps her up and going, you know?
Yeah, I reckon.
No, because our opinion is the drugs could potentially fuck up your body.
Yeah, exactly. She's not about that at all.
Technically, in the long run, does cocaine fuck you up?
I mean, her teeth look pretty on point.
Yes, it'd fuck your heart up, bro.
She can't die, so that's a non-issue.
It's a total issue. No, she can die. It can fucking totally kill her.
Maybe she's doing just enough.
Because she's smart.
I don't know. Smart, yeah. Because doing cocaine like that heavily is smart.
She just looks smart.
No, she just naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You down, boy. Put your dick right, in your pants. Right,
pull your pants up. Pull your pants up.
I don't want to pull my pants up.
Please do, sir. We're in the same room. Since I, Kelvin, and the Chris did not do our scores, and Miss Amber did, we're going to let her go first, and me and the Chris are going to do our scores as we go.
Story. I gave it a 15 out of 15. Very relatable. Everyone's looking for eternal life, and then some people are looking for a magic potion, but then other people find eternal life in their legacy that they leave behind. Insert another relatable Hamilton reference. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
I'm not doing them.
I'm only doing them when we start talking about them. So for me, since you're still going, on my story, I gave it a 13 because her obsession was borderline crazy.
People be like that, though.
Yeah, maybe if you're crazy.
I mean, we're out there.
I mean, you might be crazy, but that was like the not paying her rent and just being a fat, crazy cat lady and being and eating icing by the spoonful. Like, come on now.
I mean, I do that when I'm on my period. What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying you're not doing it on the regular.
I feel you, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, so you know what it's like to be on your period and eating icing?
Yeah.
Okay, bro. We got to talk about things.
I've been there.
I mean, I love you, bro, and all, but there's things you maybe should just like let me keep like in on.
Like we keep that. We don't keep that on the podcast.
So what would you put for story, sir?
Dude, I put 15, dude. It was a fucking incredible story.
Thank
it
you.
Was great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kelvin, ever the nitpicker, ever the hard critique.
I mean, it is a hard critique, but it is a great story.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
I'm just saying the obsession, even though amusing and funny, and it still flowed, it was.
Dude, it flowed then like it would now. It's a wonderful story.
No, I'm just saying, to the extremes that she went to get back at them.
Well, yeah.
Again, it works. I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying it like...
A crazy person that was would always do that.
Okay. Moving on. I will forever be the last. Okay, next, Miss Amber.
Acting. I gave it a 15. I believe all of the actors got along swimmingly. All their personalities vibed. They all clicked together.
I will give it a 15 for acting as well. I would have gave it a 14 for the assistance when she went to... Just hold on. Just hear me out.
I'm listening. I'm whenever listening, she bro. Went, don't look whenever at my she eyes. Went don't look at my
to
eyes.
The French dude who... Speaking of eyes, the French dude whose eye was twitching, the assistant that was
that
helping
fucked you
her
up a little bit, huh?
Had a very horrible accent, but then she broke the accent on purpose, so it's purposely was supposed to be bad.
Yes.
So I was okay with it when it came back. So 15 all around for that. I'm okay.
I gave it 15 on the acting. It was wonderful all the way around. Like they fucking killed it.
Y'all tongue kissing this movie.
Yeah, like I'm about to put my dick in.
I mean, we like what we like. Let us live our lives, Kelvin.
Next.
Writing. I gave it a 12.
Yes, because
why would you give it a 12?
Because I mean, the story was really good, and I feel like the story they hit a whole lot of good points. I feel like the acting, you know, progressed the story, and nothing kind of like you know bogged it down. But the writing, I feel like, I mean, maybe it's irrelevant how Helen found Liesel in the first place if she was just for a select few people. And then she went up to her all these years ago in the past in, what was it, October 1985, and she was over 200 pounds and awful looking. And, like, if this was a select elite few, how did she find her?
Do you mind if I go ahead?
Yeah, you're next.
Because that's kind of why I gave it a 13.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of weak, the whole thing with that.
I gave it an 11 because I have questions, not only about the way that, you know, that was it would have been interesting to have a back, like a real
good
quick
job, Amber.
A real quick blurb
thank
on
you.
How she met Liesel too. But also like the way that the fucking potion works. Like, so we see her drink the potion, we see Madeline drink the potion and she like gets firm and stuff. So you mean to tell me that when Helen took it being like big and overweight, That weight just melted away.
Like the adipose. The fat just walks away.
Took her back to a young age.
I see what you did.
The fat just walks off.
Another Doctor Who reference. I see.
I have to.
What'd she say?
Adipose.
I have to. The fat just, I mean, you said the fat melted away. All I said was the adipose. It just walks off.
Doctor Who?
I know exactly what she's talking about.
Donna's second episode when she officially becomes an official companion.
Donna!
My woman, Catherine Tate, you're my woman.
Oh, I'm sorry, Donna. Sorry, baby.
Shout out to Catherine Tate.
I love you, Donna.
But yeah, I just have questions. Not only how it works,
Donna Noble,
but how did...
I love you, Catherine Tate.
Bless him.
I'm just saying.
Carry on, Kelvin.
I'm going to get my I love yous, and y'all can kiss my ass.
Okay, anyway, what?
We good?
Carry on.
I'm just saying, I just have so many questions.
I'm just snorted.
Yeah, I know. That's staying the fuck in right there. That's the good bullshit. there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of backstories. There could have been so many avenues that, like, with certain things, like, it was good, but that really long fight scene that was, like, a big chunk of the movie could have been shortened. And although I enjoyed what happened, we could have, like, cut maybe, like, 5 minutes off of that to see where Helen met her and or a little bit of story of how, maybe that would have been prequel territory telling us how Liesl got a hold of it and stuff. But it was just... You know, there were some holes that could have been filled. All right. Next.
Directing. I gave it a 12. Well, no, I would change it.
No way, you know you don't.
She felt better about it.
Because I gave it a 14. Give me a high five.
Right there in the camera.
I can't see it in the camera. I can't see you at all, but here's my hand.
Hold on. Here we go. Here's the camera. Boom, high five.
You can give me the high five.
Y'all two are doing the most right now. I live with these guys. Oh my God.
Anyway, the thing that made me bump it up from a 12 to a 14 was when they were fighting that in the living room, whatever, the entrance foyer, whatever you want to rich people call it, and she threw the... Through the shovel handle through her, and she was like, yeah, like she made it like bullseye, but then she was like, damn, like she doesn't have a weapon. And then
the directing was so
no, but listen, but listen, no, 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 no. The other thing that, the one that made me bump it up, the real reason that made me bump it up was whenever they were reconciling their differences, she sat down so just like nonchalantly through the handle, like didn't even bat an eye, like did just like whoop, plop down right there through the handle, just like sitting there like it happens every day, like all relaxed, chilled, slouched back and everything. There's like a handle.
Are you talking about Goldie?
Yes.
Or
Helen when she has the hole?
Yeah.
Helen was more used to it because she had done it before. She had already been with Liesl.
No, but she had never had her stomach blown out.
In her body. I mean, yeah, but she knew what it was all about.
No, she didn't. She ain't never died before.
She knew what it was about, dude. She took the fucking shit.
Bless his heart.
She didn't never die before. What she's talking about is the fact that she said...
Are you sure?
She's never had a hole in her body.
A hole in her body.
She was alive. And what she's talking about is the way that she just...
But she didn't think she could die.
No, it's not even that.
And she wasn't dead.
They were dead. Their
bodies
were
dead. Like, if that shit happened and you were still alive, would you not be sitting there like, yo, this is fucking nice.
Like, listen.
But she's...
Listen.
Look at that hole right there. Bruh. Look at that hole. Got a hacky sack.
She didn't freak out at
all.
Come
on.
She was just like, boom, like stood up out of the water. Like that wasn't very nice. And then, what's her name? Ashton, Meryl Streep. When she died, she freaked out. But then Helen, she was just like all nonchalant and like cool and like chill, you know?
Because she was already crazy.
I mean, true.
And so, I mean, it worked, and I think they played their characters really good.
It was they could not have switched roles, I don't think. Casting-wise.
There's a fine line between sounding like you're pouring and sounding like you're pissing. That sounded like you were pissing.
Okay, so what did you guys give directing?
I guess you guys will never know.
What did you guys give directing?
He's not pissing, or I wouldn't be sitting here right there.
What did you guys give directing?
We keep those kind of things separate.
You're next.
To what? What'd she say? I missed it, okay? Because we were talking about something else.
He's not drunk, you guys.
Directing.
I'm not, but directing. We were talking about something
directing.
Else.
Directing.
Okay, your directing. Part. Your directing. Part. I gave 14.
Okay.
I'm directing.
Kelvin.
I told you that earlier. I said I gave the same thing.
True, okay.
I know, but you didn't go into why, if there was any different reason. I gave it a 13.
I gave into a bit of different
and again,
while
I,
we were talking
they
about
fed,
it.
They worked really well together, but I feel like maybe Bruce's character, Ernest could have been a little bit more. I mean, his beliefs and why he didn't want to was okay.
But he was so tentative about things.
But not only, but look, but before that, he was drinking his life away and didn't care.
He cared, but he didn't care because he didn't care anymore because.
Yeah, and then all of, and then facing.
He feels like he wasted his life.
And I mean, yeah. So you would think at some point, like. I mean, I guess it could attribute to this lack of wanting to take it because he didn't care if he lived or died. But I'm saying there was like extreme affirmation because I don't think that was it, though. No, his main reason for not wanting to live together was having to deal with them. That was it.
I don't think that was it. I think it was having to live forever, period, and having to deal with all that.
No, because he was about to drink it till
he wanted to live a regular life.
He was about to drink it till Madeline was like, we need you.
Okay. Well,
and then he took it down.
No. He wasn't. He wasn't going to drink it. But he was about to fucking fall and die, and he didn't want to do that.
Yeah, but also before.
But then they said that, and he was like, I don't think so.
He was about, I'm telling you, he was literally, he
I'd
had
rather
it,
fucking die.
He had it to his lips.
Yeah, and then he was like, I'd rather fucking die.
Because he did, and the main reason was not wanting to deal with them forever.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes.
But I just feel like it could have been like, we could have seen a little bit more of who he was and fleshed out for the decision that he made. But it is what it is. And I mean, that might attribute to some writing too, but.
I mean, he wasn't really an important character. Like, even in the beginning, he was a very wishy-washy, unimportant. You know, like, he was never really strong or, you know, assertive or anything. He just had a good career and had money, and then Madeline came in and ruined his career, and he stopped caring, you know? And then really, really his character was fleshed out. I think his character was fleshed out posthumously after he had died at his funeral. And I think they did that on purpose, talking about all the things he lived and all the things that he had done after, you know, after Madeline and Helen were no longer an issue. He was actually able to live his life and, like, do what he wanted to do. So I feel like letting him be such a weak character in the beginning, and then they really hit you right there at the end when it's talking about he found eternal life through his children and his grandchildren, you know, his legacy or whatever. You know, not everyone needs to live forever. They just need to be remembered. And he found that. And
legacy.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. That's lame.
That's legacy.
That's Hamilton.
That's lame.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
You're fucking dead.
That's legacy.
You're fucking dead.
Anyway.
Okay, and I have a son, and I mean, the
I have a daughter, but I'll still be dead.
Yeah, but I have a daughter too. But my daughter, when she gets married, if she marries a guy, will usually lose her last name.
Yeah, now
but
I'll still be dead.
But he'll your name continues through if you had a son.
Yeah, I don't have one.
I mean, you might not be done.
Yeah, I'm done.
You might not be done. Shut up. You say that. Don't put that shit on you.
And I'll just be dead.
Whatever. You're just being.
I'm just saying.
You're being the overt, like, extreme realist right now. Like, you know what legacy is.
I know what legacy is.
And as you being a musician, dude, what are you leaving behind? Immortality is not in living forever, literal. Immortality is the things you leave behind. Don't.
Okay.
The things you leave behind and how people remember you. Yes. And how decades and centuries later.
I know. I wanted to joke around a little bit. Okay?
You know what legacy is.
I know what legacy is. How do you spell legacy?
He's impossible.
L-E-G-A-C-Y.
He's impossible.
He is.
But special effects. Kim Possible.
Special effects. I gave it a 12. Not super impressive, but then again, I feel like the story wasn't overly reliant on the special effects. But I do think that whenever they were gashing each other with the shovels, and you know, it was really good. But she blew her away into the pool.
It really was.
That whole, I'm telling you, like,
it kind of was
like that was a little overkill for me. That's why it really was.
You have to think about
and actually a lot later on.
Yeah, that whole scene, like,
I gave it a 13 for special effects.
I gave it a 15 for the time. It's a 90. No, what is it?
They hit it right. I mean, that neck twist and everything else, you know, subsequential after that, like, just everything was great.
Dude, it came out in 1992. And
wow.
The effects that this movie had for 1992.
Wow. Let's just take a pause. Wow. 92, guys.
I wasn't even born.
Shut your mouth.
Because you're a baby. Literal youngling. You
shouldn't
guys.
Even be in this discussion. What the fuck are you here for?
What? Not even 30 minutes ago, you said you needed me.
I'm just playing with you.
You know, you have my back the whole episode. I thought I almost lost you earlier, and then you got back on, and now I feel like I'm losing you, man.
You're not losing me. I'm just playing with you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm the black sheep here. Literal.
Yeah.
And figuratively.
Hey, look, Kelvin.
We're not that
Kelvin.
Kind of podcast,
Kelvin,
bro.
Kelvin.
Yes.
You're the black sheep, literally and figuratively, right? Are you listening?
Yeah.
I am the.
No, I'm not.
I am listening.
The, yes, I'm listening.
Listen, I'm the redheaded stepchild.
That's right, so get the fuck out.
No, you can't say that to her. Y'all have bonded through this episode.
Right.
I had to, though.
Anyway, last category. Realms of reality and suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, exactly. And she threw her red head, like, in realms of believability.
Well,
get the fuck out of here, redhead.
Are you ready to come back to me now, Amber?
Yeah, I gave it a 12.
12. Why'd you give it a 12?
People have always been looking for like a fountain of youth. People have always been looking for like a magic tonic for them to live forever. You know, immortality has always been like a thing, you know, and then
you just need to get in touch with our ancient aliens.
You know, then they, you know, someone happened to find it and, you know, they kept it under wraps because you don't want that kind of power to go, you know, viral or anything, you know? So, you know, maybe someone out there did find it. Maybe it is believable. You know what I mean?
No. You seem fucking crazy. But
no, I'm just waiting for you. Go ahead.
I'm just playing with you. I gave it a 13 for suspension of.
I gave it a 13 because while I'm watching it, most of the time, I was not taken out of it. Because that's the main thing.
No, I wasn't either.
Yeah, that's the main thing that I usually look at.
But, I mean,
like,
there was a few things there.
Yeah, because all the questions, the whole debate that we had about the potion.
Yeah.
Those are the things that take you out. It's like, would this work?
And Liesl, where is she right now? Because I want to know.
Well, if it's autumn.
Of course I fucking want to know.
Keep your dick in your pants.
If it's autumn or winter.
Together. She's probably still together right now, swimming in a pool. Full of water.
With high heels on and dry hair.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes.
Which means she's probably bald if that hair's water resistant.
I don't care.
Everything the same and bald,
you
still do it?
I don't think she's bald.
That's not what I asked you. Everything the same, it's just no hair, straight bald? Like powder bald?
Nothing compared.
Okay, bring it back, Chris.
Nothing compared.
Chris, bring it back.
I don't know if anybody's going to get that. Bring
it back. Bring it back. Come back, Chris. Chris, come back to us. Christopher, you there?
I was right there. Okay.
Christopher.
The bald head thing.
Kelvin, say something. Move on.
Something.
Bring him back.
the bald head thing.
I know who you're talking about. She might not get it because she's young.
I don't get it. Let's move on.
Sinead O'Connor.
No.
94.
No. I was 2. Let's move on. Thank you. No, just kidding. I was 1. Carry on.
Yeah, well, you don't matter. So,
what happened to the bonding? All the fist bumps and high fives we had?
You're digging yourself a hole.
Dude.
You're like, Amber, don't talk to me. Amber,
yeah.
Me. Look at you.
I was just messing with her. Yeah.
Obviously, okay. I'm egging it on. Like,
personal score.
I'm just playing.
Okay, so out of all of those, like, where are you at right now before we add in our last little bit?
Before the personal score, I gave it an 81.
All right, and what are you going to give it for your personal?
8 out of 10.
So, where are you at?
89.
And, sir?
Okay, my overall score was 83, but with my personal score, it's a 93.
What was your personal? Oh, so you gave it a
10.
I gave it a full 10.
It was,
even with your issues and your face, yes, you feel
even
about
with my issues,
still...
I love this film.
Even with my issues and everything, I love this film. It was a great film.
Wow, you got...
Dude, it was a great film.
It got you really good.
Like, did it not drag you in and make you want to watch it?
Yeah, but I only gave it... Before my personal score, I was at an 80. I only gave it a 7. Just because...
I give it a 10.
And this is the big thing on me, the skeptic, the need, like, I need to believe it. And, like, I just had a bunch of questions. There was a few things that could have been worked a little bit different.
There's a few questions.
So I got a 7,
yes,
and overall it got an 87 for me. But by no means, I feel like any movie that gets...
I give it a 10.
I feel like any movie that gets from us, like, give it an 80 and up, is very worth the watch for anybody. Yes. So if anybody's watching this...
Because we have given some, and they didn't get near that.
Boy, what was the one that, what's our worst scored one?
Bedknobs.
Oh, you, what, no, the worst scored one I've done thus far is Garbage Pail Kids, and I have to record that second half with Triv. But boy, that is the worst one thus far.
Worse than Bedknobs?
Triv?
Yeah. It got worse than Bedknobs.
Oh, wow.
You're just going to have to wait for that episode to come out?
I'm just saying... I give it a 10 for the film. I love this film. It's a really great film.
Yeah, it's really good. I enjoyed it. I'll watch it anytime. And that's the difference. And this is
exactly
the big thing.
I would watch it
that
anytime.
That is the realms of
I would watch this in
me.
Sickness and in health.
I mean, so that neither says that you took or didn't take it, because apparently you can get cancer even if you take this potion.
No, oh my
in
God.
In sickness and in health.
And we brought it all the way back around.
Anyway.
Okay, you guys. Okay. Amber's grumpy, and she's being a little gremlin, so it's time to let her go to bed.
Thank you, Christopher.
God damn it, Amber. That's how she's going to sound when she goes to sleep tonight. But thank you, you guys. Thank you for listening. Please, if you like this, rate and subscribe to us on whatever you're listening to. Give us 5 stars on Apple. And if you don't use Apple, you can always go to the Podchaser and search the Tangent Verses on there. You can give us 5 stars in a review, too. You know, just
you can touch
you
us any way you'd like to touch
There's
us.
The toucher. Yeah. There's the toucher.
Yeah, that's the toucher, you guys. You can't see my face, but it's him.
It's the guy over there singing that likes to watch.
I wish I had a bit like that's a video like that is nobody can see his face. But yeah, you guys. So give us 5 stars. Tell your friends. Tell your family. If there's somebody out there that you think would like to listen to us, share us, because sharing is caring, and sharing
it is,
and sharing is how we get the best word of mouth. Yes. We also. You can subscribe.
Put that mouth out there.
You can subscribe to the Tangent Verses on Twitter. Each of our personal Twitter accounts. I am at Tangent Kelvin. The Chris is.
I'm at the Tangent Chris.
No, you're not at the Tangent Chris.
The Chris.
No, try again. This is staying in.
Bless his heart.
He doesn't know it's on Twitter.
I don't remember.
At Tangent Chris.
I don't even use my Twitter.
I know. We're audio means and needs a social presence. These
are sad facts. I don't even use my Twitter.
Give him shit. Add him on Twitter and everybody.
That's why you need to say something so I will use it.
God. Digging a hole. And Miss Amber, Your Twitter is at
Ambiguity with a U. A-M-B-U-R.
There you go.
Yeah, I gotta say, that was a...
Yeah.
Hats off to the Ambiguity, because that was just good.
Can you see him, Amber?
You good over there?
She can't see me, but good job, Amber. Good job on that.
Can you see him, Amber?
No, I saw his hand, like, waving.
Okay, I'm glad. Okay, you could see that. At least somebody can see it, because the audio means nobody can see that.
Good job on
that,
Amber.
They just hear silence and they can't see you.
Thank
you. Yeah, exactly. I know. I got all these great hand gestures and shit, and none of you can see
it. You can also follow our podcast on Instagram at... The_tangent_versus. We also have a group where we like to post memes and talk funny things like Doctor Who and sci-fi and stuff at the Tangent Versus Space Station. Just search that on Facebook, or it is facebook.com/group/tangent space station if you want to go to it that way. We also have a Patreon where we post other pre-shows and things. Right now we do pre-shows current, but you know, eventually they're just going to go strictly to Patreon. We go live on things, you know, we get more people in, we'll do that.
I mean, I have another page where, you know, I don't like it if you go in too deep.
What are you?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had to stop right there.
Okay.
It was funnier if I stopped right there.
Well, bless his heart, no one knew where he was going with it.
I know, right? Nobody ever does. I don't even know. It was funnier if I stopped right there.
Send us emails if you have any comments, if you're concerned about the Chris. Any questions, suggestions, and you can do all the same thing on our Twitters as well, but the email is at thetangentversus@yahoo.com. Thank you for our listeners. Tell your friends. And if you're still here, I'm sorry and thank you.
I'm not sorry at all.
That's the problem. So I'm apologizing for you.
But you know what? I thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I do. And
what would we do without you, Chris?
What would I do without you and your smart mouth?
Okay, you guys. I think that's it. Oh, my God. This is the problem. That is it.
You're going to cut some of that out.
Is there anything? Amber, help me. I can't. Am I leaving anything out?
Nothing. I'm done. Count us down.
I got
down.
You, bro.
Stay tuned for more Halloween episodes. We're starting early. This should come out next week. So now you can
throw
to
out
it,
the Twitter.
It is, when you're listening to this, this is still September. So it's going to be out there. So stay tuned for more Halloween stuff. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for listening to us. We hope you keep you entertained. And just stay tuned. We have more things coming. But from now, we're going to sign off from our universe and send you back to your universe. But thanks for joining us in the Tangent Versus.
We appreciate it.
I'm Kelvin.
I'm the Chris.
And
Amber.
And
good night.